Good morning. My name is Abdul Al-Kalimat, the organizer of the conference. I'd like to welcome you to the first session on this second day of the conference. Before we begin this session, I would like to remind you of the rest of the conference program, because when we gather in conferences like this, oftentimes we need reminding of the seriousness of each and every topic that we're taking up. Because in some real sense, the conference is really taking responsibility for our entire community and the relationship between our community and the society and the world. And we need to focus each time, because each time we're talking about society and the world. And we need to focus each time, because each time we're talking about a new constituency, a new aspect of the community. And these problems are all important, and we need to focus as we go through the day. Following this session, we'll be talking about Malcolm X and Black perspectives on the crisis of socialism. This, as you know, is a central question in the world today with regard to social transformation or societies that will sink into barbarism. And what we need to do is to focus on this question of ideology, which Malcolm was so focused on and which our struggle needs to constantly debate. This will be followed by a session at 1 o'clock, Malcolm X versus Clarence Thomas, the crisis of Black unity in the 1990s. I mean, clearly, the spectacle that we were forced to experience with the nomination of Clarence Thomas brought forward a great debate in the Black community. And there were really tremendous differences over the question of Black unity. And therefore, it seems to me we have to reason through the arguments and see exactly what were these contending points of view in our community and try to come to a radical critique. Now, following that, we'll go into workshop points of view in our community and try to come to a radical critique. Now, following that, we'll go into workshops, four workshops. And these workshops really are as equally as important, perhaps even more so than the plenaries, because they're really on the ground, dealing with the actual material struggles that we're engaged in. I want to pay particular attention to two of them. One, sexual harassment, race, gender, and power, which flows right out of the Clarence Thomas discussion, but also Bush budget cuts, genocide, homelessness, welfare, AIDS, and drugs. And again, it seems to me that we have to realize that these struggles are real struggles taking place in our community that are life-death struggles. So it's real important to go to these workshops and to participate and network with the leaders coming from these struggles around the country so that we can, in fact, build our movement and make it stronger. Also, two other workshops, 500 Years of Resistance, Christopher Columbus and the African, and then the fourth one, Multiculturalism and Self-Determination, Community Control of Education. We will then be having a cultural event, Amiri Baraka and Friends. Remember, Malcolm X, basically a group of poets, activists, politically conscious poets, followed by the final plenary of the day, Malcolm X and the World, Self-Determination in the New World Disorder. And here we'll be hearing reports, very important reports, from activists from West Africa, East Africa, from Palestine, and from Cuba. And so what we want to do is to take up the question again from the ground, from the reality of the struggle. And we encourage everyone to hang with us during the day. There's food in the building or right near the college, and so we hope you can spend most of the day with us. I want to start this session by making, again, another confession. And the confession is that when we first organized this conference, this second conference, we didn't have a session dealing with youth and students. We had sessions dealing all with important questions, and we weren't trying to rank or exclude. We were simply trying to include what we had come up with. And I think it was appropriate at that point that some struggle broke out. And the struggle broke out by students raising a criticism of the absence of a student forum. And it was through this criticism that we came to understand the necessity of having this session, and therefore we changed the program and included this session as an important plenary. And I think it's important for us to learn from this example that it is possible. Matter of fact, it is usual to make mistakes when one is actively doing things, because really the only people who don't make any mistakes are people who don't do nothing. The reality is, on the other hand, that if you make mistakes and struggle breaks out, it's important to learn from these struggles. And it's also important to make a public self-criticism, which I'm taking this opportunity to do. This is a very important session because most of us who are around remember the importance of student struggle in the 60s and even participated one way or another, and I certainly am in that group. And so it gives me great pleasure to be able to welcome you to the conference this morning and to introduce brother Faluke Adewole, who is a representative of the student government here at the Borough Manhattan Community College, who will extend to you a formal welcome from the students here in this college. Please greet him.